Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers. It's 9:49, 38 degrees on Friends Plaza, and time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 4:40, down a half on the open May, 4:47, up a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 372, down one and a quarter on the open May, 385, down three quarters. July, 394 and a half, down one and a half. September, 405, down one and a quarter. December, 415, down three and a quarter. March, 422, down two and a quarter on the open. March corn opened at 226 and a half, down one on the open May, 238 down one. July, 246 and three quarters, down one and three quarters. September, 254 and a quarter, down a half. December, 263 and a half, down one. March, 269 and a half, down three quarters on the open. March oats opened at 186, down two on the open May, 188 down four. March soybeans opened at 578, down one and a half on the open May, 592 down one. July, 603 down one and a quarter. November, 614 and a half down one and a quarter. January, 622 up one on the open. March soybean meal opened at 176.10, down 40 on the open May, 178.20, down 20. March soybean oil opened at 22.87, down 12 on the open. The May contract also down 12 on the open at 23.25. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle opened at 106.15, up 10 on the open. April, 106.75, up 10. May, 107.20, up 7.5 on the open. February live cattle opened at 90.30, up 7.5 on the open. April, 87 even, up 20. April lean hogs opened at 61.75, down 37.5 on the open. May, 67.40, down 27.5. June, 69.70, down 37.5. July, 68.20, down 30 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 89, up 25 on the open. Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
I want to begin over in the soybean pit where we're looking at the charts and apparently seeing a battle where I guess some people who are a little bit bullish trying to push the number above both the 100 and 20-day moving averages today.
You know, we went down yesterday and we broke through trend line support, and then we saw what we guess figures out to be index fund buying for that new fund that's going to be started. Raise things back up in a higher close yesterday, and technically, reverse things around a little bit and push things. On the other side of things, and unfortunately, being a fundamental, more of a fundamentalist than a technical trader, I look at bird flu, I look at South American production, I look at our carryout, and I look at our slowing export business, and some of this is somewhat hard to understand, but definitely that it's fun buying in there this morning. There's little or no trade or lack of selling more than anything, because most of the guys that are short are already short and aren't adding to their sales here today.
How did the deliveries play out today?
Deliveries were big, Dave. Large numbers. The only real good stopper in the large deliveries were was Bunge and the bean oil. And I think they did take a large share of the bean oil. But other than that, the deliveries went into pretty weak hands. And as expected, they were large. But as we have to say, they were expected to be large.
Another fundamental negative, the pipeline pretty doggone full at the time, I guess.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know, we, this last move up has caused a fair amount of cash movement.
What's your analysis over in the corn pit this morning?
Well, I think the corn pit, you can definitely tell it's not seen the fun vine popping in there today that it enjoyed yesterday towards the close, along with the wheat. It's being held up by the wheat. I think that the crop ratings out of Texas, lowest ever, and the weather moving more east and north than what was earlier thought of earlier in the weekend. As for the rain coming across the dry parched southwest and parts of Texas and Oklahoma there, and I think that's giving some strength down to the wheat and also holding the corn from doing much of anything here today.
Corn trend still on the uptick, though. Do you like the idea that May corn will eventually try to reach that gap left over from 18 August last year, I guess at about 243.5?
You know, there's a very good chance. The export numbers have been running fairly well. The funds are wanting to be buyers. And it doesn't take a lot, to move the corn just that small amount if we do see some increased fund buying along the way or some possibilities of some weather problems as we go down the road here a little bit. You know, we are very, very dry in some areas, and this is keeping quite a weather premium in this corn market.
And I guess if May gets there, then I guess December will get to 269.
If May gets there, December's going to make 269. That's just about a given day because the December seems to be the strongest leg out there just for the simple fact that the way we have forecast the increase in ethanol usage, possibly the backing out of the the export market by China, and the dry conditions we are facing here right now that with the weather premium that sits there. So, you know, we are looking at the probability of, a decreasing carryout and an increased usage continuing to increase over the years.
We saw that Dow Jones carried an article yesterday about the renewable fuels and ethanol, so it certainly is becoming more and more on the nation's consciousness, if not already on the consciousness of farmers. And I guess I got to wonder, long-term, what your feelings are for strength for this corn market regarding ethanol.
Well, I think, we saw articles earlier that said that Dallas and Houston would not have enough ethanol and might have to import some ethanol from sugar ethanol from South America to make up for the MTBEs that, they'll be changing out of. So that's a positive thing. And I think that, we've got a lot of plants online to come on using corn in the next year. And, we are seeing some good increased demand. We have to be just a little bit concerned about the bird flu and how it's affecting some of the feed usage along the way. I think that, we're going to have more of the offal from the ethanol that will go into feed rather than just straight corn. But, I mean, that's fine. It's good. We're going to be using it and using it up anyhow. So, we're enthused about the idea that we might become a little more self-sufficient in the energy field and also increasing the corn demand and helping the farmer out there. With these higher-priced fertilizer costs, we have got to get this corn price up to make farming profitable.
I guess when complete total grind capacity of the 95 plants that are already running, and then there are 34 under construction, 9 or more are expanding, will be close to 2.5 billion bushels of corn. But I got to wonder a little bit whether or not we might see more imports of ethanol from Brazil. We did see some of that this past year at full duty, mind you. But you put the pencil to the paper and you might work it out that that's not such a bad deal.
Remember, there is competition. We are in a world market, and we still have to stay under import prices producing it here. So we can't just go at any dollar amount to produce that ethanol, because if it's cheaper to import it, that's what the big companies are going to buy.
What's your analysis over at the Merck today?
Well, the Merck has seen a little bit of a down trade. I think all the extra chicken stocks we're developing are sort of weighing heavy on the cattle and the hogs here today. We saw today, this morning, that legs and thighs are down under 20 cents for the export market on chicken breasts. So we're going to be, you know, we got a lot of cheap chicken out there that the other countries aren't wanting to buy right now, and it does weigh at the counter when people are looking at it. We're seeing some shying away from poultry, but not so much in the U.S. as where are the other countries.
Wayne, we'll talk to you again this afternoon.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at AM 580. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. March wheat in Kansas City, 440.5, unchanged. March wheat Chicago, 372.5, down 3/4. May, 385, down 3/4. March corn, 227.25, down 1/4. May, 238.75, down 1/4. July, 248, down 0.5. December, 263.75, down 3/4. March beans, 581.5, up 2. May, 595.25, up 2.25. July, 607, up 2.75. November, 617, up 1.25. March soybean meal, 177, up 50. March soybean oil, 23.18, up 19. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.